Hi, everybody.
Hi. It's here we are back. Junebug Journey is back. I guess we're not live, but we're on the air.
Kind of live. It's live for us.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you do.
Where do you, if you're going to tune in, where do you tune in?
Oh, you find us at junebugjourneys.com.
There it is.
Well, they know that because they're listening.
The cheap plug has to be done.
Well, I'll do it again a couple more times, maybe.
I'm sure you will. Well, this is kind of our journey wrap-up.
Where are we, Bob?
We are at the Double Nickel, the big double nickel campground in Waco, Nebraska.
Yeah, we're
just outside of Lincoln on our way to a home.
Yeah, eventually. We're just hightailing it home. And why are we hurrying, Bob?
Well, number one, World Series time. It's World Series time. We're cheering on the Cubs.
Yes.
Both of us are cheering on the Cubs.
That means Bob Kavoyan, the Dodger fan of all Dodger fans.
I will don a Cubs hat. Sometime before the series is over, I promise. But I'm a National Leaguer, you know?
I know.
League all the way, so.
I'm always that way. I like to support the National League.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This is so much different and so much bigger.
But your Cubs were by far the best team in baseball this year. 103 wins. What do?
You win. You keep winning.
You shouldn't. There shouldn't be a playoff. The best team in the National League and the best team in the American League, the two best records, should go directly to the World Series. There shouldn't be a playoff system.
Have you said that before on the air?
Yeah, I'm big. I don't care for the playoffs at all.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of the old school, if you have the best record in the National League, you go to the World Series. If you have the best record in the American League, you go to the World Series. Let's play ball.
Did they used to do that?
Yeah.
Did they have five games or seven?
Seven. Always.
Grandpa.
That's right. Way back when. I remember when the players had to make their own bats. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we wrapped a mud ball with cowhide. That's how we played the game. Uh-huh. Our bases used to be dead people.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to say, like, goat skins or something.
No, dead people.
Oh, good. That's even better. Yeah. Okay.
So, World Series time, that's the reason we're rushing home. Actually, we're rushing to a campsite that has cable
tomorrow.
What we're doing. Yes.
Tomorrow we're going to have cable, and we're going to watch that dang game, and hopefully the Cubs will win.
And by the time you hear this, the Cubs will already have won game one.
Oh, gosh, by the time they hear this, the World Series could be over.
Could be over, so...
We need to hurry and get this thing posted. Okay, talk really fast.
All right, here we go. Actually, it's recap. Recap time.
Yeah.
What did we do on our vacation? What were the best parts? What were the worst parts?
We put out a little plea through our Junebug Journeys Facebook page, and I just threw one up on Twitter. I haven't checked it yet to see if there's any replies. Asking people... if they had any questions for us, they could ask us anything that's related to the travels or related to this particular trip. And some people have. It's kind of fun to see what they're interested in. And
I think the question that's been asked most, what was your favorite part of the trip?
Oh,
so you get to start. What's your favorite part of the trip?
But I didn't.
You get to start.
Oh, gosh.
What do you mean you think about
it? Here's what I love the most of everything we've done. I love camping in spots where we have the place almost to ourselves. There are lots of pictures that I've posted, and some of the blog posts show that. We have found some beautiful dry camping locations. Dry camping, Bob?
Boondocking.
What does that mean?
That means you live off the resources of your trailer.
Which are pretty significant. We have a pretty nice trailer.
It's a nice trailer. So we can last, I don't know, depending on how much we use lights and such, we can sit for a whole weekend just running, using the batteries and the water that we have in the trailer.
We stayed in Idaho along Route 12, I think it was. Was it Route
12?
Mm-hmm. Along the Locksaw River. We were right on the water. We played with Vera in the water. We fished. It was beautiful. We didn't see another person. Well, we did see a couple people come down the little driveway thing off of the highway, I guess scoping out to see if
checking
it was
to
already...
see if anyone was there, and we were there, and they were very nice, and they just turned around and went someplace else.
Yeah, it was. There's nothing like it. I don't even know how to describe it. The bad thing about that though was we couldn't see the Colts play, and I love the Colts.
Yeah, I took a satellite dish, and satellite doesn't work through trees.
Lots of pine
and there
trees.
Were tons of trees, just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get the game on television, but we listened to Bob Lamey. Bob Lamey called the game via satellite out of our truck.
Which was really cute. Bob built a fire. It was morning because we were on Pacific time by that Point, right?
Yes.
Bob built a campfire.
And they were in London, so the game started at 6 a.m. Pacific.
That's right.
We were up listening to the Colts lose in London.
An awful loss.
That is dedication, my friends.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It was awful, but it was such a fun experience because Bob grew up in L.A., and he said he and his dad used to drink coffee or, you know, have breakfast.
So we had breakfast with the NFL.
So that was my first opportunity to have breakfast with the NFL. It was 6 a.m. We couldn't get a signal to watch it, but Bob built the fire. We sat outside. We turned the volume up really loud on the truck radio, satellite radio, opened the windows.
Because we could. No one else was there.
Yeah. We weren't in a campground. We were just along the river. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you guys. It was amazing. So that was
your favorite part, listening to the Colts on the Locksaw?
No, the loss was terrible. I was kind of sad about that. But no, it wasn't just the Locksaw. It was the idea. We've done it several times. That my favorite part of this entire trip was this isolated camping. I just can't get over it. The fact that we can do it, mm-hmm. we're outfitted to do it, and that we're allowed to do it in the national forests and stuff. It's just an amazing thing. I didn't know it existed, and now
a lot of people don't. And the toughest part is finding places that allow that.
Yeah.
So
well, that's why I did some research.
Yeah, there's lots of I guess travel blogs and such that'll let you or lead you to
like
a place
what,
like
Bob?
Highway 12. You mean like JuneBugJourneys.com?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Pass it on. So, Bob, do you have a favorite? Have you thought it through?
Oh, my favorite was Glacier National Park, by far. My friend Mike Sinai and his wife Kim took us to places that most people don't see when they go on a tour of Glacier National Park.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go off-roading up to, was it Kintla Lake?
Kintla.
K-I-N-T-L-A.
Yeah.
Kintla Lake, which was one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. It was very, very clear and gorgeous, and I got to do some fishing there with Mike.
I read about
that
lake.
The off-roading and the going to the Sun Road were by far my two favorite things at Glacier, you know.
I hope, if you're listening to this, that you'll take this opportunity to go to the blog, JuneBugJourneys.com. That's not just a plug.
Yeah, it was.
And watch Bob's video that he took with the GoPro. He used two different cameras, one off to the side facing the drop-off.
The canyon, I guess.
Yeah. And then one facing forward on the truck as
on
we
the
drove
mm-hmm.
the... We did the Going to the Sun Road twice. Both times we had magnificent, beautiful weather, clear skies, blue skies, and sunny. And the second time we did it, Bob set up the cameras, and we did not stop for any of the overlooks. So he went directly from, I don't know where you started.
The big curve after you go through the tunnel, those who have been on the road know what I'm talking about. There's a huge horseshoe curve, and that starts you up the mountain.
And we didn't stop, and he recorded the whole thing.
Until we passed the top, which is where there's a huge parking lot and the smelliest toilets I've ever been to.
Oh, that was the pass, Logan Pass.
Logan Pass.
Beautiful,
whoa,
but the worst public vault toilets.
Oh, my God.
They should be ashamed. It was just, and those are tax dollars.
So we went a few miles past, a couple miles past that, and that was the, I guess, the extent of the video.
But it's worth watching, and we have music by our latest June Bug journeyman, Jimmy Reiser, who's
That's
a good
right.
friend of the show, the Bob and Tom show, a good friend of Bob and me, and he did some
and
great music.
Musician. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great musician. So
we'll steal a lot of his stuff for future videos.
Yeah, we have a lot of good videos from this trip, and I hope you'll look at them, because Bob works really hard on them, and they should be seen, because they're beautiful.
Well, there's no plot.
No, it's not. You know how it ends. We lived.
You know exactly how it ends. That's right, so... that was my favorite part, the glacier. There was also the redwoods. Going through the redwoods is something everyone has to do. You just can't realize how big these trees are.
It's not just even, I mean, they're huge. They're
how
enormous.
How old they are.
How old they are. They're ancient. So we were camping in among the giants, the ancient giants, these trees that have been there for 1,600, 2,000 years, which
Who
seems
knows?
Unbelievable to me. Gorgeous. And the campground there was dark, as dark as I've ever seen a campground at night, because the trees are so tall, they block out the sky. So even if it was a
seems like the sun sets a lot sooner than elsewhere. Yeah.
It was dark in the day and dark at night and beautiful. The June bug, the Airstream was moist like for about 2 weeks the whole time we were in
Oregon.
It's
always moist, folks.
But
thank you. But I do need one of those.
The whole time we were in Oregon, it was just steamy in here. We ran the heat, we ran the air conditioning, whatever we needed to do to make it kind of livable. But you could, it was just humid in along the beaches and in the redwoods. Getting ahead of ourselves.
The redwoods still, walking through the redwoods as we went into, I think it was Roosevelt?
The Roosevelt Forest, yes.
Seeing some of these trees.
Rockefeller. Jeez, we said Roosevelt. Rockefeller.
Oops. Sorry, Roosevelts. Sorry, Rockefellers. Sorry, you rich people.
It was the Rockefeller right? Rockefeller. Yeah, he gave like $2 million way back in the day to maintain this forest.
But seeing these redwoods that have fallen, when you stand next to them, they still are taller than you laying on their side. It's incredible how large they are.
That one was 17 foot in diameter, I think.
Just, it's really something to see. So that was another favorite part for me. I don't know. Everything we did was great. The Oregon coast was great. We were evacuated because of a storm, threw a curveball into our plans.
Yeah.
We were planning on, staying on the beach all the way down the coast of Oregon. And then...
what was the name of that tsunami?
It was a cyclone or something.
I don't even know what it was. Some terrible storm.
Douchebag. I forget what it was.
It came from Japan and ruined our vacation. But actually, it was kind of neat because we got evacuated from Bullards Beach State Park, where we were on the water. We were evacuated and told to just drive east. They had no recommendation. They just said, drive east.
Where should we go? Just go east. So we drove out of the beach area into the middle of Oregon to Grants Pass.
Yes.
And stayed there for 3 days while it poured.
But it was a great little experience. After about 3 days of solid rain and walking the dogs and tracking in, and it was kind of messy and, like I said, drippy inside. I mean, the windows were dripping inside.
We had to squeegee the windows on the east inside because it was so bad.
Because we wanted to be able to see the view. It was a beautiful little park. Mm-hmm. But we got a little bit of cabin fever. I was ready to...
We did. We left Oregon, went to the Redwoods. Then after the Redwoods, began our trek home. And Highway 20 from the Redwoods to Nevada, absolutely gorgeous. Just gorgeous. And also going through Truckee, California.
It's pronounced Truckee, but Bob tells me no.
It's Truckee.
Truckee.
It's Truckee.
We were trucking through Truckee.
It's beautiful. Just a... Some of the most beautiful drives that we actually didn't plan on. It just happened that, we're on Highway 20, now we're on Highway 80, and, this is great stuff.
It was gorgeous. And you know what? That was one of the best things about the whole trip, were so many surprises, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
That we didn't plan, that we didn't expect, and starting with Spearfish Canyon in South Dakota was a complete surprise to us.
It was. I've been to Spearfish long ago. One of my best buddies, Trent Nelson, is from Spearfish. I was there a long time ago. I had no idea that the canyon existed.
Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous.
And it was just
And we
just
hit
beautiful.
The fall color our entire trip. We followed the yellow trees through the west, down the coast, and back into the redwoods. We followed the fall color, and not by
schedule.
No,
we didn't plan that. No.
We had no idea. This was just the only time we could take the vacation. We took it, and we hit it hard with color. It was fantastic, just fantastic. So that was one of the most fun things for me, too, was just all the surprises. And I was going to mention the Badlands. Did we already talk about this on the podcast?
I don't think we did. The Badlands were just bad.
They were badass.
They kicked ass.
We weren't even going to go.
It was like it was a last-minute decision, I think.
Not even
I
last
I
want
to say
minute.
A quarter mile from the off-ramp. Do we take it? Yes! Bam,
we're
in the Badlands.
Should we go to the Badlands?
I don't know.
We weren't really sure. We didn't have time. We wanted to hurry up and get west. We needed to get to Glacier. And we just practically missed the exit.
Yeah. And we pulled off, and I'm glad we did. What an unbelievable experience.
And it reminded me, as I mentioned on the blog, that I was reading John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie. And one of the phrases he talked about with the Badlands was that for him, the Badlands became the good lands.
Oh, they were.
And that was true for us. Mm-hmm. Why? I just had no idea. I thought it was going to be this weird, dry-looking, deserty landscape, and we had no idea. It was gorgeous. So if you can see them, go see them. Really worth it. Fantastic.
Well, yeah. Go to the blog. Where was that? Where's that blog again?
I don't remember. I'm not even going to say it because you're mean.
Junebug Journey, something like that.
.com.
So we have asked people to, I guess, give us some questions, and we'll dive into those now. I'll let you begin. Who sent the question?
Well, let's see. I'll pick one out right now. Somebody said, what's it like to RV from your perception? And I'm like,
what's it like to RV from my perception?
Well, I think he means perspective, maybe. Oh. But from your perspective, Bob, what's it like to RV? Well, that's kind of too broad.
Well, I know, and it depends on what kind of RV you have. Do you have one that you drive and you can walk to the back where I can say, hey, go back and make me a ham sandwich?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or do you drive a truck and pull a trailer where you have no access to your RV until you get to your destination? We've done it both ways. Mm-hmm. I prefer the ham sandwich style.
I don't know that people know that we have the Steely van.
Yeah.
We have a Steely van. It's the Airstream Interstate, and it's like a really small, RV. It's like the size of a Sprinter van.
It's a Sprinter van with good stuff on the inside.
So we can travel with that in camp. We rarely do because we have the June bug and I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
But, I have gone to the back and made him a ham sandwich.
That's true.
Ladies, you understand.
So RVing is great. The nice thing about it is when you go to a campsite, when you go boondocking, wherever you go, you have your stuff with you. So mm-hmm. RVing is really nice. It's like taking your house with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about pitching a tent. You don't have to all that stuff. But you have your stuff. That's the nice thing about RVing.
Somebody else, Sylvia, on Facebook said, I'd like to know if you've met any interesting people on this trip that you didn't already know.
Oh, we've met some folks in campgrounds, absolutely. Yeah. Some very, very nice folks. And then we reconnected with some folks.
Our podcast with Jeff and Natasha.
Jeff and Natasha. So, yeah, when you're traveling around, you do meet interesting people.
We met fans at Bullard's Beach or one of the... Do you remember? Her name
was Bullard's.
Her name was Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was
out crabbing.
He was crabbing, and Carol saw me walking, and we struck up a conversation. And I happened to have on my Bob and Tom sweatshirt, and she said, oh, I love that show. We listen every day. And I said, oh, Bob's my husband. He's right there. And she about lost her mind. It was so fun, because we don't often see fans of Bob or the Bob and Tom show out camping. I mean, we do sometimes.
Not sure, on occasion, but yeah, it's fun.
But it was really fun. She took a picture with Bob and sent it to her husband to make him jealous, and it was super cute and really fun. So yeah, we do meet people we didn't know before, not just because of the Bob and Tom show, just, you know, you strike up a conversation. We met some people in the Redwoods.
Yes, we did.
And I have to look her name up because it just went out of my head.
Well, we met a lot of people. We didn't meet any interesting characters because we actually like camping by ourselves more than anything. So I would say, yeah, we met some nice people, but no interesting character that might stick out saying, this was the guy who, I cut a tree down in the Redwoods.
And oh, brother.
It's named after me.
The couple we met in the Redwoods were Stacy and Greg, remember?
Oh, yes.
They also have a 25... FB. No, they don't have FB. But anyhow, they have a 25-foot Airstream.
That means front bed.
They were a really fun couple. And they made the suggestion for the campsite where we went last night in Utah.
No, it was in Wyoming.
It was?
Yeah, near Buford, Wyoming.
Oh, you know what? The one they suggested was the one in Utah, that Deer Creek.
You'll have to
look at the blog to see these campsites. We have found some incredible campsites. Deer Creek, we were lined up on that hill overlooking the lake.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who suggested that.
That was very nice.
So sometimes when we strike up these conversations, we share information about where we're going, where we've been, and we can give each other ideas, which mm-hmm. is great. Now, we've mentioned before on these podcasts that we don't really neighbor, but when we're out walking the dogs or if we see another Airstream, of course, I jump up and have to go say hi. So they were in an Airstream, so I said hi. Yeah.
All right, so I have a question. Do you both drive?
That was Marie. I know that's Marie.
Oh, is that Marie Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Marie. All right. Do you both drive?
Yes, we do. Not
yes,
very.
We do.
I don't drive very often because Bob is a steering wheel hog.
I am.
And, he doesn't like it when I drive. He's not relaxed. I can tell.
Well, I was relaxed today.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. I
absolutely.
Did drive, but I have to ask. I have to say, like, hey, can I drive for a while?
Well, if you don't ask, I figured, yeah, you don't want to drive.
Not
so,
true.
Okay. Well,
I like to drive. I'm not comfortable backing the Airstream up, but today I drove to the campground, and I pulled into the campsite, and that was fine. That's I only drove for a few hours, but it was great. I enjoy
nice.
It. So.
Okay. Is this your longest trip? Yes, it is.
Yes, by far. 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How long were we gone when we did that Florida one?
We were gone 4 weeks, but we only planned three. Remember you had
Oh, yeah, I got sick.
You got sick for a week in Disney World.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had snow.
And we had to evacuate there also because of a snowstorm.
That's right.
So, but not in Florida. It was on
Hey,
our way
we got
home.
Through this whole trip healthy.
Yes, we did.
Neither one of us got sick. The dogs are fine.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
It's pretty
fine.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So let me see. All right. You have a question?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to ask one, but I can...
I just did.
I know, but I thought you were asking more. Okay. Tell us about the food that you most enjoyed on this trip. Lots of people, several different questions were about the food in the various states or the various cities where we went. Like, what's the... And I remember asking this question in Montana. What's the food of Montana? Like, you know, when you go to Maine, you're going to have a lobster.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Montana. What are you going to have, Bob?
Huckleberries.
Yes!
Yep. Huckleberry, my friend.
Oh, man. We went to this huckleberry joint, and I had huckleberry pie with
mm-hmm.
huckleberry ice cream, and it was pretty awesome. Thanks, Mike and Kim, for that idea.
Yes, indeed.
What'd you have, Bob?
I had huckleberry cheesecake.
That's weird.
It was weird.
So I bought some souvenirs, huckleberry souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
I got huckleberry lip gloss.
But we're not foodies when it comes to traveling to a state. Well, you have to try this or you have to try that.
We're not foodies, you mean you're not.
I'm not a foodie.
If it were up to me, yes, we would go to every little town and I would have gone crabbing in Oregon and
well, I'm glad it's
boiled
not up,
up
to you.
Some crab. But we aren't doing that. And
no.
we also just...
I enjoy cooking on a campfire.
Yeah, we
I
prefer
really
to stay in our campsite. We're not... Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't even unhitch the truck because we're not sightseers. That's really not the kind of vacation we're on, is it?
No. No. We're on a vacation to absorb as
the scenery,
I guess, the
more.
Way we want to. Not the way it's, laid out in a brochure.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
But we also just like, we want to see the country. I understand it because I do enjoy that, having the food of each area, but that's not what this vacation was. We have our dogs with us, and how are we going to do that?
And after traveling the states that we have, I realized that I eat the food from many states at home.
Like what?
Steak? Steak and corn.
That's true.
Yeah,
if you know Bob. Well, now he does have broccoli. Which state? That's probably California.
I'm not sure. I didn't see any broccoli fields.
You eat fruit. You eat apples. We saw a lot of those in Washington.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And Oregon. We saw apples.
That's
so,
true.
So, yeah. Okay. That's the culture. We absorb the culture.
I eat all the states at home, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else asked, this was Jim Wingate on Facebook, said, has Bob played at least one round of golf in each state you've been in?
We did not bring the golf clubs on this trip, so no. The answer is no.
Although we
drove by some mighty beautiful golf courses, and I kept going, why didn't we bring our golf clubs?
I know why. Because we brought our bicycles. How many times did we ride those, Bob?
Never. And I will never bring them again.
No.
Oh, my God.
You
what
guys.
What a pain in the ass.
No, I would ride those. Bob won't ride a bike. He doesn't like it. He would do it if
I got a car if I want to go someplace.
If I begged him and cried or something, he might go for a bike ride. But we're not bringing them again because they just take up space. They're
heavy.
Boy, do
they ever.
It's a big drag to even have them with us because then they're just staring at me like, why aren't you riding?
Them, and if you have them on your car in the back, they get full of bugs and just.
Yeah, we did. We actually bought a bike rack to put it on the back or on the front, actually, of the truck. But we changed it out and used our folding. We have these like folding, super cool bicycles.
They're Dahon bikes, Dahon. And they fold up into a small little package, but still they're.
They
get in the way.
They take up space,
and
so we won't do that again unless it's a campground that we know we're going to ride the bikes. So it's basically, so we could have had room for golf clubs. And in that case, maybe Bob could have found a time to golf a couple different times. But And somebody else said,
yes.
Jeff Woods said, did you guys do any fishing?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We fished in Montana and in Idaho. We caught some beautiful trout in Idaho and a couple of nice trout in Wyoming as well. We were at Kintla Lake, which is...
up in Glacier.
My God. Oh. It's just incredible how clear
you can see the
water
fish
is.
Coming to the hook.
You can see them 12 feet down. Hey, there it is. Cast it over there. It's just incredible.
Yeah. We didn't eat any of the fish.
No.
I think it was all catch and release.
Always catch and release. No.
But it was beautiful. And in fact, we watched, while we were on this trip, we watched the movie A River Runs Through It.
Which is in Montana, I guess. Uh-huh. Missoula, I think is where.
Yeah, and we camped along at Route 12 in Idaho, just on the other side of Montana, mm-hmm. by Lolo, which was mentioned in the movie. And the scenery there is, you should watch the movie, I'm telling you. It was just like where we were. Just the most gorgeous thing. Gorgeous. It
really was.
Yeah. So that's the fishing.
That was fishing?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Favorite photography spot? This is by Rick Phipps on Facebook.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Oh, so good.
Excuse me. There are so many great places to take photographs. It's hard to pick one. The sunsets in Oregon were out of this world. The mountains.
Stars.
The stars. At night, if you like nighttime photography, a zillion stars come out at night when you're camping. Mm-hmm.
Where was our best one for that, Bob?
Oh,
remember where you took those early on? You took some really dark night.
There were
photos.
Some nights where
there was no moon.
Actually, last night I did one starry thing, and once you got out of the camper, I could not find my camera. I had to go back and get a flashlight, which kind of I guess marred the picture a little bit. But it was so dark that when you're away from the city lights, it's incredible. How many stars there are.
Yeah, that's something I looked forward to experiencing, and I really did get to, which is just grand.
So any place away from the city lights for starry nights, anyhow, is great. But the mountains, the redwoods,
The redwoods. We worked hard on getting some shots of the redwoods. I did discover that the iPhone, people might be interested in this, the iPhone will do the panorama shots vertically. If you turn your phone on the side and do a panorama shot, you can go all the way up to the top of the redwoods. They get a little bit distorted, but it still gets the idea of just how tall it is. Mm-hmm. So you'll see those on the blog post when I finally finish it.
So. We have a lot to do on that blog post.
Well, it's funny because I think it was just yesterday or maybe the day before we mentioned we have so many beautiful photos. We've taken so many great pictures, but what do you do with them? We're not going to have people over.
Well,
like,
we'll look at them when we're old and not traveling anymore, I guess.
Yeah, when I'm 90, I'm pulling these pictures
out. When you
have
that many beautiful pictures, you can't put them all on the website.
People they'd be bored silly.
Tired of, I'm going to watch your...
But remember back in the day, your parents, my parents, would set up the projector and we'd have slideshow and the neighbors would come over.
Oh,
we loved it. We loved seeing it. Yeah, the kids, we would watch movies that my dad took and stuff. We loved it. Hang a sheet on the wall. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a screen, I don't think. We hung a sheet.
I see.
But we're not going to do that. Have the friends and family over. Hi.
Well, you don't have to do slides anymore, honey.
No, that's why I have a blog, Junebug Journeys.
.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, you pick a question now, honey.
Well, the question here is, what's the first thing you do when you get home? Well, we unpack, actually. We unload everything. And
we're really good about that.
Yeah, instead of leaving it for the next day. But yeah, we unload everything out of the truck and out of the June bug and then sit down and relax. Usually have a cup of coffee and settle in.
But we love our own house. We love our bed.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we're traveling with a really good bed, we have a great mattress that we replace.
There's nothing
here.
Like your bed at home.
We
nothing.
Just, sometimes you want to be home. Our own bathroom, our own toilet. Excuse me, too much information.
Oh,
you just miss
everything.
Our big shower, you know. So,
The first thing we get,
I walk around. Actually, I get in the house and I just walk around and feel the house.
Well, you do that when you get to a campsite.
I do. I'm kind of a walker.
No matter where you go, you walk around.
I do.
So
Bob goes and sits.
I sit down and...
He absorbs.
That's right. I absorb everything around me.
But you do it differently. You sit and absorb. I get out and look at everything. Uh-huh. I got to walk. I got to go around here and there. When we get home, I do the same thing. I just go in. I like to touch the surfaces.
I absorb you walking. That's what I do.
You watch me walk. Okay.
That's right.
Well, you know, I can't really...
So, we unpack everything. That's the first thing we do when we get home.
Okay. Somebody said... this is on Twitter. Jeffrey Lane Smith. I saw pictures of you both fishing. Who caught the biggest fish on this trip?
Well, that would be me. You probably saw the... Did you post that picture of your record winner?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
Not
okay.
yet, no.
So I think I won in that category. But we didn't take any photos, I don't think, of any of the fish.
There's one of you at Kintla Lake. It's not a big fish, but it's that you're out on the pier and there's a picture of you with a fish.
Oh.
Bob did catch a couple of really big salmon on the Idaho.
Not salmon, it was a trout.
Trout, mm-hmm. whatever. It mm-hmm. was something.
Yes.
Alive. And, tell how different the fish are from home. Well, we have bluegill at home.
Well, we have scaly Indiana fish. They're the trout, and they're smooth. They feel good in the hand. They really do. That's incredible.
It's weird, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
So, somebody on Twitter asked, what is our favorite place that you've traveled for camping? But we've already covered that, I
guess.
Yes,
we have.
What's your favorite? This is Jim Naden, who's also a camper, and he follows us on Twitter. What's your favorite breakfast for days you're going to be traveling? Oh, we're fancy.
Are we fancy?
What do we have every day now? For the first...
Oh, you mean a Lara bar or whatever the heck it is? I like it when we're at a campground and you fire up the old Coleman stove, put some bacon on the grill.
Percolator with coffee.
Percolator and some hotcakes, pancakes, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like smelling bacon at a campground. Oh man.
It's the best. Outdoors. Really just outdoors.
So that's my ideal breakfast when we're camping.
But that's on the days we're going to be traveling, we really can't do that. And so ordinarily we make coffee. We don't rush in the morning.
No.
We don't set the alarm clock.
No.
Even if it's a day like today, we knew we needed to get 6 hours in of driving. But we still had our coffee in the morning and relax, and I still walked around the campground. Then we just get our little Lara bar or whatever.
And we're big babies when it comes to driving. I don't want to drive 10 hours. No, it's like, what's the point? Add an extra day to the trip, you know? So we'll drive maximum six hours a day. And that's, you know, that's 350 miles, and that's plenty.
Yeah, so. That's plenty. We have dogs, and boring for them. And it's not any fun. They're just sitting in the back seat, and
my buns get
tired,
we'll
let me tell you.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, my hands get tired. I'm making your buns tired. I'm sorry.
Brad Smith on Twitter says, where do you keep all the single barrel in the June bug?
We're out of the single barrel.
We're out of it.
Yeah.
We drank
so
every bottle.
We have a bottle stored on top here that
we have ways.
We dip into, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so. Bob, you've got a couple questions.
Actually, it's about sports. From our drunken vagrant, Kristen. Asked our favorite sports teams and how we came to follow them, rivalries, and how did we settle our rivalries.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure she's talking about when the Dodgers were playing the Cubs to go to the World Series.
Well, that's when I put this plea out, originally saying, hey, we're going to do a podcast, but we kind of got button-hooked and took our time.
Well, we couldn't do it. So
we don't like to do scheduling.
And like I said, I'm in the beginning of this, I'm a National Leaguer.
Why are you a Dodger fan? Let's just say that.
All right. I'm a Dodger fan because my father worked for the Dodgers for 25 years. He started working with them when they moved to Los Angeles in 1958.
Year I was born.
Is that right? Wow. I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah.
So,
But you used to go to the
stadium. I went to the ballpark when they first got there. They played at the Coliseum for 4 years. Then in 1962, Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium opened.
Oh, it looks so beautiful on TV.
And it used to be it was the Dodgers' home. Then it became the Dodgers and Angels' home for a couple of seasons while the Angels, were building a stadium in Anaheim.
Were you still out there in those days?
Oh, yeah. And, we went to the ballpark all the time. Oh. It was absolutely wonderful.
Kind of a special thing.
Great way to grow up. Absolutely.
And special for you and your dad.
Oh, right? And then my dad, in 1981, when the Dodgers won the World Series, he was in management, and they gave him a World Series ring.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to have it in my possession now. And it's a special thing for our family.
Yeah. Bob actually wore
always been a fan.
Bob wore that Dodgers World Series ring when he was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, I did.
Which is really something special.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's neat. So my Cubs loyalty has nothing quite so romantic as all that, but my whole family,
they've always been Cubs fans, and they've gone through the bad seasons and the bad seasons.
And the bad seasons.
And now the good season.
I know. So. And I'm from a small town in Illinois, many of you know, and in Chillicothe, one of the players...
On the Indians.
On the Cleveland Indians, Zach McAllister is from Chillicothe, my hometown. Mm-hmm. His dad is one of my high school classmates, so there.
So you're rooting against him.
No, but the thing is, Chillicothe is a Cubs town. I mean, there are still some Cardinal fans probably, but mostly a Cubs town, so I don't even know what must be happening
there. I'm sure
there.
Everyone in Chillicothe is going to be rooting for the Cubs. Even if you do have a hometown boy there, there's something about...
The Cubs.
But getting to the World
hometown
Series.
Hometown pitcher.
I understand, it's going
to be crazy, but.
Well, then I guess the folks of Chillicothe win either way.
That's true. Kind of like you. That's how Bob felt during the playoffs. When
I felt that way with Dodgers and Cubs because when the Cubs were on WGN all the time, I used to watch them every day. And I've become a Cubs fan, but, you know, my loyalty was to the Dodgers. But this time around, I won either way. So if the Dodgers win, I'm happy. If the Cubs win, I'm happy.
If the Cubs win, you're even happier because I'm happy.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people did say that when we would say we were a house divided or a June bug divided during the Dodgers-Cubs rivalry or whatever you call that, playoffs. A lot of people said, well, you know, Bob, you got to cheer for the Cubs because happy wife, happy life. I'm like, they don't know
That's
Bob
bullshit.
Very well.
I'm sorry.
He wears an LA Dodgers cap every dang day.
Hello. All
so, yay.
All right. So let's see.
I have another one.
Another question then.
Yeah, this just came through on Twitter from Chris Simon. What's left on the Junebug bucket list? I mean, we're just getting started.
That's just it. We are just getting started. So we saw the Great Northwest.
We didn't even get to see all of it. We didn't do Seattle.
Well, remember this. You can't see it all.
I know.
In a trip. I mean, there are so many things to see. You can plan your trip, but you just can't see everything.
I didn't see Yosemite.
No. And that'll be another trip. So that would be on the bucket list.
Yosemite. Yeah, that's a bucket list.
And after seeing the redwoods, I want you to see the sequoias.
I know.
The sequoias are
giant.
Unbelievable.
Bigger, I can't even imagine.
They're bigger than redwoods, yes.
Yeah, so I just can't even.
They're not taller than redwoods. Right. They're wider than redwoods. The redwoods are the tallest, I believe.
Another thing on our list, Bob, is the Route 66, which we are going to do next year.
Yes, we will. But it's
That's not
a
so
way
magical,
to get there.
Though.
It's not as magical. Now it's a big tourist thing.
Because old people are retiring and they're taking up the road.
Everyone's doing the Route 66 thing. So it's not really on the bucket list. I'd rather see a mountain that I've never seen before. So.
I'd like to go back to the Adirondacks, maybe do the East Coast, go up to Maine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
there are many choices. And the thing about it, we went into the Great Northwest and we saw, what, a quarter of the stuff we wanted to see?
Yeah.
So you can always go back and do it again and take a different route.
I wish we were 30 and doing this.
Well, we
but we aren't.
But we could only go 2 weeks a year.
Yeah, good point. Now we can go 6 weeks at a time.
Uh-huh.
But we have Lynn at home, my sister, and we have our grandson, Andrew, now, and and all of our family is there.
So it's hard to go for a long stint and because, you miss the kids growing up, and I'm sorry, I do miss my bed.
I know. I understand that. Let me see. There's a couple of other ones.
All right. Make them quick.
Oh, are we hurrying to log off?
Yeah,
you got
we're
something
have
to do? You going somewhere?
Up here pretty soon. Well, I don't want to bore people.
I know this one. I like this one. It's from my sister-in-law, Sharon.
Okay.
Actually, it's complicated. Sharon.
Go ahead.
Hi, Sharon. She said, you and Bob never forgot where you came from. Your roots and your friends and your families are waiting for your return. When you lay down at night in the June bug, what are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts?
I'm tired.
I hope a bear doesn't rip out the side of our June bug. That's
I worry about critters getting into our garbage. It's not a very romantic thought, but I do worry about that. We always put it away. Now, her actual question is, we pretty much know what you guys love to do, which is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, Sharon. But she said, is there anything you don't enjoy doing? I think that's a good question.
don't enjoy doing?
Yeah, what don't you enjoy?
Well, bicycle riding. I think we covered that already.
Okay. So we know Bob doesn't like to hike. We've discovered that on
right.
this trip.
Not a big fan of hiking.
Ooh, might have been a little tension on the trip over
Woo-hoo!
Hiking. But I love it. I have my hiking sticks. I have this special wooden one I got down at the Brazos in Texas.
But you've gotten a lot of
little
badges.
Medallions.
Yeah.
Little metal medallions that are from the national parks. And my brother Yale is super handy, so he's nailed them on for me with these tiny little nails. And I love that on my walking stick. Now, when we do real hiking, then I take my collapsible, whatever, high-tech stick.
Your Cabela's.
My romantic stick, mm-hmm. which is really fun to carry around. But we did discover that Bob does not like hiking after he went up at Glacier at Logan Pass, and we went back to
Hidden Lake, which was absolutely gorgeous.
Worth it.
But
Worth it.
It was worth it, I guess. But I'm not a fan.
But he just doesn't like that long hike and stuff.
Yeah.
He's crazy, isn't he?
I am.
Okay, another question we got was from Deborah Hoots on the Junebug Journeys Facebook page. She said, your coffee mugs look so inviting in your posts. Well, we have these darling little coffee mugs, and Bob hates them.
That's completely out of my hands.
He hates them.
I like something that you can drink out of, and it doesn't dribble down your lower chin.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But she actually said, what's your favorite brew? And I'm telling you, that is a topic for us.
Well, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you like
what do you drink, Bob?
I love Folgers. Folgers in a can.
Folgers.
I don't know, it's the best part
of waking up.
It is. It's just a coffee that I've come to like. I don't care for the Starbucks myself.
Or any kind of good coffee.
No, I don't care.
So we basically, if we have electricity, we can use an actual coffee pot. If we don't have electricity, we can use a percolator over the propane. And then I like to use a pour-over system for my good coffee. So I boil the water, I pour it over some delicious fresh ground coffee beans, make my own little special coffee.
Blah, blah,
and Bob
blah,
does
blah, blah.
Bob does not care for it. There's like, just way too much.
What is this thick stuff? There,
and there's too much ceremony involved. He's not into it. So
give me some Folgers.
But he'll be happy with his Folgers every day. And I do drink his, especially on mornings when we're rushing to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it. We find ways to make it work.
Not a coffee snob. Never have been, never will be. Nope.
Well, I'm so glad you guys participated in this and asked us questions.
It's
this
fun.
Was really
and,
fun.
Quick wrap up.
Yes.
Favorite things. What was your favorite thing in Yellowstone?
Ooh, in Yellowstone, the beach.
Yellowstone, right?
Yes, it's Lake Yellowstone, which is or maybe Yellowstone Lake. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. Look it up yourself, people.
We're not encyclopedias.
We were driving through Yellowstone, and we knew we had only half a day at the most to get through Yellowstone. But we were driving through all this burned area, and I was commenting about how sad it was that they'd had these forest fires. I know it's natural and it's part of the ecosystem, but we rounded a bend, and there's Lake Yellowstone. And then, Bob, what happened?
Well, we saw an RV parked on the beach. I said,
a big RV.
I mean, I guess we can pull over there. Let's pull over there and we'll have lunch. So as soon as we pull in, he takes off. And now here we are on this beach.
Enormous beach.
Just me, Becky, Vera, and Opie.
We were completely
alone.
And it was
fantastic.
In Yellowstone, where it's crowded. No one must realize, they do now. They've heard it now. But people must not know that you can do it. It was amazing. We had a little picnic. It was an amazing moment. We were there for an hour at least.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably my favorite thing. We didn't see any wildlife. This whole trip just
blew for
wildlife.
We saw buffalo.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a herd.
Saw an elk.
I wanted elk to walk across the road. No.
No, we didn't.
I wanted to see.
We didn't have a lot of encounters with wildlife.
I wanted to see a moose. I wanted to see.
No moose.
Nothing. We saw a dang, whatever that sheep thing is called, from about 4 miles away on the lake. No, we just had no good wildlife sightings. We got a couple of eagles.
Yeah.
But I had different expectations. I imagined we were going to be inundated.
Becky wore a bear bell everywhere she went. She jingled and jangled everywhere we went. It was really quite humorous. Plus, she had on her belt a can of bear spray.
I did.
which...
Always. I still have it. We got it for free from someone else who spent $40 on nothing.
On a can of bear spray.
Well, I thought we were going to have so much wildlife. I thought it was going to be wildlife in every campsite and wildlife on every road. And it's not like that.
No.
That's misleading. That's Yogi Bear stuff.
Is it?
That's a big lie.
But they're out there. If you want to sit around and wait with 100 other people while the bison crosses the road.
You know what? The other thing I've said a couple times is we saw all the wildlife that we have at home.
Yep.
Deer.
Yep.
I saw a muskrat at that Kintla Lake.
Wow.
Or one of those lakes.
A muskrat.
A dang muskrat that we shoot at home.
Uh-huh.
Ground squirrels.
Yep.
Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, that's what we saw at campgrounds. Yeah.
We saw everything. We did see otters.
Well, that's very true. Plus, you know, as we were driving on the highway, we saw llama, antelope.
Yeah.
More llama.
Behind fences.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it was still super awesome. So don't get me wrong. This has been an incredible.
Yeah, if you're looking for wildlife, go hunting. Yeah, they're not just going to come up to your campsite.
So thanks for listening, you guys. Really, this
was
a lot of fun.
And we'll have another June bug journey soon. And it will be. It won't be as long as this one.
Maybe. What do you say?
Well, I don't know. I guess
we don't know what we're going to do yet.
No,
How can you really be definitive here?
I'm not being definitive. I just know it won't be as long.
He's a jerk, you guys. Really.
And remember, you can meet that jerk at junebugjourneys.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Everything seems cliche on this red letter day. I'm busy as a bee. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Time flies when you're having fun, and a woman's work's never done. I'm happy as a clam. Let's get naked and slam some ham. She's got a real nice looking ass. I sleep with her at the drop of a hat. When you can't think of the right words to say, use a cliche. I'm hungry as a horse. I'm a day late and a dollar short. I've had ants in my pants all day. They're still sexy but old and gray. What crawled up your ass and died is a frog's ass watertight. You must be out of your mind. Stick it where the sun don't shine. Damn, it's as cold as a well digger's ass. Could freeze off the balls on a monkey of brass. When you can't think of the right words to say, use a cliche. A jack of all trades, a master of none. Young, dumb, and full of rum. I'm drunker than a skunk. I feel like blowing chunks. I need a little hair of the dog as I pray to the porcelain god. Ain't it a real kick in the ass? I've got a monkey on my back. Drinks are on me as a matter of fact. Use a cliche. Have a nice day. Here's mud in your eye. Eat shit and die.